Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. Don't forget that you can listen to Mike live on Sundays from 8 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
And now, back to the 2010 Still Tour de Trees on The Mike Novak Show. Brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Barred with Tree Experts, one of the great sponsors of this event, and happy to have you here.
Good
and
morning.
You guys did some planting out here recently.
We did. As you know, part of the Tree Fund donation and our give back to the city, the Tree Fund had us plant three trees, two swamp white oaks, and a concolor fir, also known as a white fir.
Okay.
And we had more landscapes. It was a very good partner in the city, helped plant this in the dead of night.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You come out here and you plant trees when nobody's around. What's that all
well,
about?
Well, as you know, Millennium Park's the most popular destination spot in the city, so it's jam-packed during the day. So it was easier to do it at night. We had good lighting, got the trees in without a hitch.
Because I know other things have happened in the night regarding parks in Chicago, and it's not always good.
That's true.
And that's where they stay.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, you dare not go there. I do. This is who I am. I know you guys are a great sponsor of this event, and it's a pleasure to have you. And you're on wheels today, too, and it's not a bicycle.
No. A little tendon repair on the ankle put me out of commission, so I got my little scooter here, but we're proud to be involved with the Tree Fund. Tree Fund has done great things. We got a bunch of riders going out today, so we're very proud about that.
Yeah, we got 60 or so.
Yeah, 500 miles plus they're riding. I mean, it's just tremendous what they're doing here. So we're proud as Bartlett to be involved, but we're really proud of what the Tree Fund.
And we got Chuck Lavelle sitting on the side here, and he's been a
legend.
And playing a little, tune here and there, a little ditty here and there, and we'll get him later on. Is he wired up there, Dean?
Yeah, here we go, folks. How we doing?
Yeah.
Roll, baby.
Chuck Lavelle.
Prove to people that there's a piany here.
Yes, well, here we go.
There we go. And you're going to hear more of that later on, and we got the big ceremony at 9:30. Thank you, Scott Jameson.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks.
From Bartlett Tree Experts. Let's bring in, we got some riders back here, too, that are going to be heading out at 10 o'clock when we do this. And I know we're shuffling chairs here, and you all just... Heather, why don't you slide over a little bit, and we can bring these in. Beth, John, we've got Andy Kitsley, Beth Buchanan, John Kirchner, and Kristen Wild. And have a seat. See if you can pull in here. Everybody's deferring to everybody else. It's like... Yeah, Kristen, why don't you just grab that microphone?
Okay. We'll all share.
And I'll get out of the way here, too.
It's a microphone.
Here,
like a
why don't you give that one over here to these two?
It is huge. I know. It's the world's largest microphone. let's start with Kristen, because we're going out on the... I'm not going out. You guys are going out. But it goes all over Illinois, and it comes back in about 6 days. Tell me about some of the great events you're going to participate in this week.
Absolutely. Yes, we have a lot going on. Of course, today will be one of our most exciting kickoffs that we've ever had here in Chicago. But we're heading on up the lake to through Evanston and Glencoe. We have a couple of tree dedications there. Then we're going to have a nice tree dedication in Zion, Illinois. Then we'll be heading west over to Rockford, and we're going to be there at the Anderson Japanese Gardens for a dinner, and heading all the way over to Galena, which I hear is a little bit hilly, but it should be fun. And we head down the Mississippi River toward the Quad Cities area, and we'll have a nice event going on in Moline. And our last, big small town that we'll be going through is Princeton. And I understand the kids in Princeton are going to be meeting us there on their bikes and riding us into the city when the city is going to have a nice welcome for us.
I also understand, now this is something I've been involved in before, so when you get to Kewaunee, you are going to be stopping in Kewaunee, and there's a big tree.
An Osage orange
that we've been talking about on my show for a year now. Yeah. And that was planted before the Civil War.
Wow.
And if you don't know anything about Osage oranges, they are tough trees.
It must be.
And this one is on the major thoroughfare in Kewaunee. And my friend, arborist Guy Sternberg, down from Menard County, has been very much involved in trying to preserve this tree.
Yep, and we're going to be there to, you know, put all our energy back into that tree and hope it survives.
Yeah. It's leaning out over the highway, and now we'll see if we can do it. And then, you go to Princeton, and then the next day you're back to Naperville, and then you have a final day, which is
a one-day public ride called the Ride for Research. Yeah, and that'll be great. That'll be a lot of fun.
And
the
public. That's like 30 miles and ends up at the Morton Arboretum.
Right, yep, and where the our big finale will be.
And the cool thing about that is that you can pay $75 now and get involved in that ride, and you don't have to do the whole 500 miles.
There you go.
The tour
there
you,
go.
You can do the 30.
Give me that option.
I love my trees, but I don't know if I could do 500 miles for them. I'd collapse by like 50.
Have a great coop.
Well, since Andy was saying something there, Andy Kitsley is one of the riders, and you're a veteran of this, eh?
Yeah, 14 years, you'd think I'd learn something.
My goodness. Do you take off work to do this? Or
yeah,
what?
I do.
What do you do?
I'm the urban forester for the city of Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I come here with the good graces of the city and my boss, and, you know, they're probably glad to get rid of me, actually. But
we're glad to see you. I think it's great. All right. Real quickly, city of Orlando, what kind of tree problems do you have down there that we don't have here in the Midwest?
Well, I think probably most urban forests are designed poorly. In Orlando, they planted a lot of forest-adapted species, and they're just not adapted to live on the streets. So we have a lot of failing trees of large size right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got major concerns about replacing those, I guess.
Correct.
So do we do better up here in the Midwest?
I hope so.
Okay, now let's
John Kirchner, the city arborist here, is nodding his head yes.
Yeah, well, John, pick up that microphone there. That's John Kirchner. Now you and I go back a little bit. You were on my show. Oh, you said 2001?
2002. It was for our Seattle ride.
Back when I was at Gargantua Radio down the dial. And I didn't even remember how long ago that was. And that was a Seattle, as you said, Seattle thing. But you're an arborist for the city of Chicago, or have been. What currently are you doing?
Well, I'm still with the city, same doing the same work. And, of course, I have only one person to thank for that, and it's Mayor Daley, because without him, I wouldn't have a job. And he's done a really fantastic job in making this city truly what it is, a city in a garden.
And his big passion is trees.
That's his one big passion. His other big passion, most people don't know, is bicycling.
It's cycling. Yeah, they. You know what? The Tour de Trees tried to get him out here for that. We weren't able to get him here to for the send-off, but we'll have Suzanne Malik McKenna from the Department of the Environment. All right, and we have to make a... there's a little some of your emails that were going back and forth among us this week, and there was a reference to Marie's. And if any of you are from Chicago, Marie's is this great little restaurant, still with, what, 60s, decor, 50s, I don't even know, up on Lawrence Avenue. And John and I ran into each other there at Christmas. And I was in a top hat and tails doing a little Christmas caroling, and John was just hanging out. And you got to hear us sing.
Yeah, I had a few friends, and we were just getting together, and Mike with his friends were there, and they were having a little pizza and imbibing a bit. And they were getting ready to leave, and I happened to notice, I said, oh, Mike, how you doing? And they were all dressed up in Charles Dickens garb, doing a Christmas caroling, and they were just finishing up the night. And we were chatted, and they sang us a Christmas carol. And for some strange reason, Mike, I don't remember what the song sang.
I don't remember what I sang. I do like 100
but I know,
of them, you know.
I do know it was really nice. Yeah. It was very nice. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. All right, now we have the newbie in the group also, Beth Buchanan. And you're out of Ohio.
Yes, I am.
And did they let you off of work, too?
Well, I let myself off work.
Ah, that's even better. what, you know, I should ask them what you have to look forward to, but I'm going to ask you, what possessed you to do this?
Oh, good question. It's actually been on my list to do for a long time, and this year I had the time, and I just decided I need to do it. I bought a bicycle, mm-hmm. and I've been training. And
now, how much training have you actually done for this?
Well, I've ridden about 700 miles in the last 2 or 3 months, which is a start.
Yeah.
And
now you're going to do it in about 6 days.
I know. That's what makes me nervous.
Now, what happens? Okay, you veterans can tell me about this. What happens to somebody who gets out there and just can't hack it? That has to happen occasionally, right?
Sure, it happens. It happens every day, and we have support wagons to make sure that people aren't stranded and they can get back to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You like that, Beth. So you pick them up, and then do they usually, I imagine, get back on the bicycle and get back to work the next day. Go ahead, Kristen.
Well, I was going to say, even during the ride itself, you know, you may just need to rest for, you know, 10 miles. Just get in the van, you know, rest for a little bit and get bumped ahead and then continue riding. So, mm-hmm. you know, they are there to support you and they want you to do as many miles as you can, but certainly not at the risk of, you know, hurting yourself or having any problems. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun and you're well supported.
John, you wanted to jump in there?
Yeah, we really do have a great time. And as Kristen said, we do have a great support. And this year we've got a major sponsor with us. We call them our title sponsor, and it's Steel. And Steel is...
Well, you can tell here because you got
the orange and black.
The orange and black is everywhere here. And there's a big group of them right over. Earlier I saw them reflected in the bean. You know, you could see all the orange and black. I know it's really Cloudgate, but we all call it the beam. So they're here, and there's the Steel tent, and they are great sponsors of this event.
They are, and we do thank them every time and as often as we can. They do provide some of the support for us. We have, again, as Andy said, we have the support vehicles. And, again, people, we've done this in hotter weather than this.
Yeah. So this isn't so bad. Well, today
no,
it's
this
just
is
muggy.
Actually pretty good.
It's just muggy today.
We've done this in, I think it was Minneapolis. We started when it was 95 degrees in 2001. And the first day, we did have a few little people that they made it through. We did not lose anybody.
How hard can it be? The wind is blowing in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 102 degree wind, you know?
Yeah, you bake and you cook. And then you add the humidity to it. And it was really interesting as one morning on that ride, we woke up, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and before we went to breakfast, we had to have 2 energy bars. Because we went to Pikes Peak, Iowa, from Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Well, Pikes Peak, Iowa, is 2,000 feet above the confluence of the Mississippi and the Wisconsin River.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's only about, what? What did you say? It was about less than 3 miles. So we had 2,000 feet in like 2.5 miles. And we all made it to breakfast. And it was a good thing because we really needed it.
Well, you're off again today. And I want to thank you all, Andy Kitzley, Beth Buchanan, John Kirchner, Kristen Wild. Have a great trip. We'll see you on the backside. We'll see you on the flip side, as we say in radio, when you get to the Morton Arboretum. And I can't wait to hear what the latest adventures. And Beth, you're going to be fine. You're going to be great.
Okay.
Dehydration is your enemy, so just
Thanks,
stay hydrated.
Guys.
You'll be fine.
All right. This is a special broadcast of the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, the 2010 Steel Tour de Trees, live from Millennium Park. We're in the J. Pritzker Pavilion, facing the Great Lawn, looking, you know, in the shadow of these.
This is the best view ever.
Is this great or what?
Yeah, this is way better than
like
the showcase
us
studios.
Looking out. Now, I'm hoping we got Rick DeMille there online so we can get our weather forecast for our cyclists as they head out. Do we have Rick there online? Okay, we're going to get him. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for Rick, let me give you a tree tip minute brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the care of trees. Mowers, string trimmers, and other lawn care equipment help create a well-manicured lawn, but they can wreak havoc on trees. Say the tree experts at the Davey Tree Expert Company and the care of trees. Any kind of equipment carelessly used, even hand tools, can cause trunk wounds. This is what we call sometimes lawnmower blight. Anyway, these can lead to disease, insect damage, and even death of the tree. Young trees of all types and thin bark trees, such as birches and maples, are more susceptible to trunk damage than those with more rugged and thick bark-like elms, oaks, and ashes. The best way to prevent damage is to place a 3-inch thick layer of mulch around the base of the tree. At minimum, the mulch should extend 3 feet from the trunk and can go out as far as the widest branches. And always use landscaping equipment with care around trees. This information is brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the care of trees, providing a full range of arborist, supervised, commercial, and residential services in the Chicagoland area. For more information, visit Davey.com, Davey.com, or thecareoftrees.com. Little after 8:30, and it's time for Rick DeMaio weather. Rick, are you with me?
Hey, this morning.
It's good. It's a little muggy, but not too bad. You wrote me this morning, and I was not surprised. I was glad to hear that you said the rain was dissipating. We weren't going to get it, and we were going to be okay for the broadcast.
Yeah. More importantly, Mike, though, do you remember when I sent you that message?
It was early.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of Mike Novak when I went to bed last night, thinking, how is his broadcast going to go? So I woke up at about 5:30 this morning, checked the radar, checked the satellite, and said, looks like you're going to be A-OK. And in fact, not only are you going to be OK for the next hour and a half down at Millennium Park, but the riders, as they head north from the park at about 10 a.m. up to Zion, will have a nice south breeze at about 10 miles per hour. That's always nice when you're a rider to have a little bit of a tailwind. And the radar shows a band of precipitation generally south of a line from about, say, Peoria down to about St. Louis. But more importantly, the activity that was moving south and eastward from southern Wisconsin has continued to weaken. So I think the riders will probably arrive sometime in Zion, probably, what, about maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock, with temperatures probably in the mid-80s, some cloud cover, a south wind. That's what I call perfect riding weather, Mike.
Well, you would know because you do that a bit yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I get out. I may do about 30, 40, maybe 50 miles a week, but I'm too busy to really get in the long rides what these riders do. But I've done a couple of long rides when I was living in the New York area. I went from Queens up into the Poconos. That's about 140 miles. I spread it out over 2 days, and the hardest thing is the last half hour of our ride was basically all uphill from, you know, about 700 feet elevation up to about 2,500 feet. That's not the way you want to have it finished, but that's the way that Mother Nature gave it to us, so we gave it all of our own back to it, and it seemed to work out all
and
right.
And speaking of Mother Nature, has not been giving us a whole lot of rain, but a lot of heat. You know, we could use some rain, but I was really happy that it didn't happen today. When do you see that happening in the area, and what's the forecast for the week?
You know, it's interesting. We've had a lot of heat, but it really hasn't been high heat. We've topped out at 90 degrees or better 11 times so far this summer. That's the most in the last 6 years. So far, I think we've topped out above 90 degrees 8 days this month. Even though the temperatures have been warm, it's I think more or less sunshine, Mike. This is the sunniest first 17 days of July in 34 years. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how the first 3 days of July were completely cloudless. It's not so much the heat. heat, but it's the evaporation. Oftentimes you hear people say it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity. But the opposite side of condensation and saturation is evaporation. We've been evaporating a lot of moisture out of the ground. So we can use a little bit of rain. I don't think we'll see any this morning, but I do think there's probably a 50-50 chance of seeing something develop generally south and east of Chicago this afternoon. So generally cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures approach 90 late this afternoon. If we do get a couple of thunderstorms, some of those could produce some drenching downpours, which we can use. But I do think the better chance is pretty much generally on a line for about Gary, Indiana, down to about, say, the Pontiac Morris area, which is good because with the riders going northward, they'll basically be going away from that apparent boundary. Now, there is a chance that a couple of sprinkles or showers could pop up this afternoon. Northern sections late, but I do think the better chance south and east. This frontal boundary that comes through, Mike, will probably begin to dry us out a little bit later on tonight, but it's really not going to cool us off. So we'll see a little bit of mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures on Monday, probably again close to about 85. Maybe mid-80s during the day on Tuesday, and it looks like we get back into a wet pattern for Tuesday and into Wednesday, when temperatures can probably top out close to 90 degrees. So if we get any rain, I think it's going to be south and east today, and then the next best chance of a widespread precipitation event, Mike, probably not until Tuesday night and into Wednesday.
All right. That's Rick DeMaio. Thanks so much, and I wish you could be here with us down at Millennium Park, but you can see him on CBS2 Chicago. Of course, DeMaioWeather.com is linked to my website, MikeNovak.net. Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Mike. Take care. Have a good show.
All right. Appreciate it. And we have the arborists in the house, Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees and Jeff Cowan from Davey. And welcome, guys.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. I'll tell you what we're going to do is I just thought I'd say hi, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk trees. We're going to talk about tree care questions with two of the experts. If you've got one, give us a call, 773-838-9278, or some of the people out here, or we'll just talk and see what where that takes us. You're listening to the 2010 Steel Tour de Trees on The Mike Novak Show. If you're working on improving your garden soil, here's something you need to try. Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost. Cotton Burr Compost is a great food source for beneficial soil organisms. It's those organisms that are making your plants healthy. And Cotton Burr Compost feeds the organisms that feed your plants. Put a thin layer of Cotton Burr Compost around your trees and shrubs. Roses in particular seem to thrive on it. However, any tree or shrub in distress is likely to respond to an application. Here's another thing you're going to like. It's a clay buster. Cotton Burr Compost is prized for its ability to break up tight clay soils. It improves moisture retention and fertility in sandy soils, and unlike wood and wood-based composts, will not tie up nutrients in the soil. Pick up a bag of Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. You can find Back to Nature products at Bob's Salt and Feed in West Chicago, Wheaton Nursery in Wheaton, and The Chalet in Wilmette.
Hey gardeners, want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
Do you know about probiotics? There's only one company that's providing this for your plants, and that's Dr. Earth. Probiotics is a soil inoculant that consists of several species of soil bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi that, simply put, bring life to your soil. Dr. Earth has organic soils, blended organic fertilizers, lawn food, organic insecticides, fungicides, and more. And they've just put photos of the WCPT parking lot farm on their website, drearth.com. That's also where you can find a local independent garden center near you that carries Dr. Earth products. Urban Wildlife has a new place to call home with the opening of the Nature Boardwalk at Lincoln Park. The 14-acre habitat at the zoo's South Pond is designed to be a slice of prairie in the big city. Though popular for its paddle boat rides, the man-made South Pond had become stagnant and virtually devoid of life. Not anymore. Naturalized slopes and a new island welcome waterfowl and other aquatic wildlife. Prairie plants and more than 100 new trees also help revive the native ecosystem. Enjoy a walking trail around the pond and keep an eye out for black-crowned night herons, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, painted turtles, and more. Also watch for interactive displays and special zoo programs interpreting the new habitat. WRD Environmental was part of the South Pond Rehabilitation Team, creating sustainable landscapes since 1997. WRD is a recognized leader in creating eco-friendly settings that bring people and nature together. For sustainable landscape solutions, choose WRD Environmental at WRDEnvironmental.com.
Welcome back to the 2010 Still Tour de Trees on the Mike Novak Show, brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees on Chicago's Progressive Talk, WCPT, AM, and FM.
And we're back live at Millennium Park in the Jay Pritch. Oh, go ahead. You can applaud.
Woo!
I heard it. That's all right. I don't mind applause. Money's even better. But
where's your little hat for collections?
Where's my Tour de Trees hat? Give me the tip. Here, the tip hat. We just leave it out in front, and somebody throw money in there. We're here with our tree experts, Jeff Cowan from Davey, and Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees. Again, great to have you here. We were talking during the break. We're sitting here in Millennium Park, looking over at the honey locusts. And saying, they're looking a little yellow. What's going on there?
What's a honey locust?
Thank you, Heather.
It's a tree.
This is why I have Heather here. She grounds me.
Well, Heather, it's Gladitzia triacanthos is what it is.
Now, honey locust is a very common. Now, aren't you sorry you asked?
No, I'm not.
It's a very common city tree. It's a good urban tree. It's filtered light, so a lot of people that have gardens like honey locust. And as a general thumb, they're very easy to take care of. They're hardy. They grow well in an urban setting. But the ones here in Millennium, they got a mite pest called honey locust mite, and it could cause some harm to them.
Is that a mite that's indigenous to that tree?
Yes. Hence the reason it's called honey locust mite.
That's a particular, well, yeah. But usually you hear that, they'll take any old tree, but these just like those kind.
Heather, that's actually a good question, because a lot of people think that if they've got a pest in their garden, that somehow it's going to eat everything in their yard. Most pests of woody plants tend to be on that plant. So it's not going to run over and take over everything in your yard. The exceptions are the bad ones.
Like the Japanese beetle?
Japanese beetle.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Even Asian longhorn beetle has a relatively wide, mostly our non-native pests tend to be the ones that will hit multiple species.
Yeah, the real intrusive species that weren't supposed to be here in the first place.
Now, Jeff, where are you based?
In South Chicago.
You're in South Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. So, what are we seeing this year? We've obviously got the mites. There's always emerald ash borer, which is a constant problem.
Right. We should start seeing a lot of emerald ash borer damage popping up now that it's getting dry and hot.
Do they get more active then? Or is it just
The damage shows up.
Oh, right, because the tree gets stressed.
Without stress. It's not getting water up to the top. And so because it can't get water up to the leaves scorch and the top dies back. So.
Uh-huh.
So even though they were doing their damage in the spring, it shows up later in the summer.
Now, people want to know what they can do to protect their trees. If they've got an ash tree. Sean, you and I had an interesting conversation not too long ago. It wasn't on the program. It was actually off air. And you said, ash trees, they're great, but they're not usually a specimen tree. That's not usually the biggest tree in your yard or the nicest tree
doesn't always have good form. It's got enough other health problems with it that there's definitely better shade trees in this world than ash, but it's very hardy. It's a good urban tree, but it's not the prettiest tree out there.
That being said, a lot of people, they want to protect their trees. Jeff, and what are you recommending to them when they say I've got an ash tree, I want to do something to protect it from EAB. I don't think it has it now. What do you tell them?
Well, it has to be a tree that's placed in the right spot. It has to be a prized tree for the property because it's very expensive to protect the plant. So you might be better off replacing the plant with a lower maintenance tree. But if you are going to keep that ash tree, it's got to be a tree that's strategically placed where it's beneficial to the property.
All right. So and that's really an important thing. It's not... You just don't save every tree.
Yeah, you're not going to try to save every ash tree in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some good preventative treatments. And the key is preventative. The treatments that are available are not going to stop it if the borer has done a lot of damage to the tree. So anyone who wants to protect their ash, they got to be ahead of the game.
Well, what if it's done a little damage to the tree?
I think they're saying about 5 to 10%.
But how do you know that? Because it takes a while for that to show up, doesn't
it? Exactly, because they're doing all that. That's why you have to be ahead of the game, because they're doing feeding damage right now, but that doesn't show up until later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the exact issue, is you can't wait till the pest is already going, because by then it's probably too late.
We're talking to Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees and Jeff Cowan, and it is Cowan, right?
It is.
All right, it's not Cowan, it's Cowan. It's like no one ever can pronounce Simon Cowell's last name.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Nowak.
and Jeff is from the Davy Tree. Oh, we had a little ding there. Okay, thank you very much, Mike Sanders, back in the studio. Jeff is from the Davy Tree Expert Company, I saw the other day that Asian longhorn beetle is back in the news. You know, that was something. Yeah, did you see that story? I think it came up.
Raised eyebrows don't work really well on the radio, do they?
No, they don't. I think it was in Massachusetts. But that's one of those insects. It's big and lumbering and stupid,
yep.
And you wonder how it can keep popping up if it's that, Jeff.
Well, on the East Coast, it's still a problem, and it got away from them very quickly, and they're still trying to combat it. When we had it here, it was an isolated area, and we had a lot of concrete around us, and we were able to jump on it right away.
I think the city of Chicago and the surrounding communities that had it did a wonderful job of recognizing that problem early on and coming up with a very aggressive plan to manage that problem. What was accomplished by eliminating Asian longhorn beetle in Chicago is actually quite remarkable.
And is it eliminated here? Are we done with it?
We don't know that for certain.
Yeah. Now,
there could be a population that got outside of the area we knew it was in and causes a lot of damage, and it shows back up in Chicago. But it looks like it was successful. So far, so good, so to say.
Yeah, and given, like I said, it's so big and obvious, it's really an obvious insect, unlike emerald ash borer.
It's very tiny, very tiny.
Yeah, and... It hasn't done nearly the damage that emerald ash borer has done. Okay, we're in the middle of a, as Rick DeMille said, not really brutally hot summer, but a hotter summer than we've had. What's going to surprise people right now with their trees that they didn't see for the last couple of years? Obviously, you talked about the mites in the honey locust. What else is out there?
Dutch elm disease is going to start popping up soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Another disease that's it's triggered by the dry weather. So once we dry out, you'll start seeing the disease pop up in these trees. Japanese beetles are right around the corner for us. And a lot of funguses due to the humidity that we're having. We're going to start seeing a lot of powdery mildew and diplodia.
Oh, we've already gone through that. Now, Heather and I have been growing vegetables. Now, not in trees, but we've been growing vegetables out in the parking lot at WCPT. There's a new slideshow up this week. We really don't have time to talk about it on this show because this is devoted to trees, but as long as you brought that up, we got hit with powdery mildew.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising this year, is it?
Right. With this humidity, it's a very common problem.
And by the way, Ron Cowgill from Mighty House, that little bleep going off was my text. And he says, protect your ash. So,
words to live by.
Yeah,
words to live by. You know?
Symbol.
Yeah, we need the rim shot. You always got to have the rim shot. But you did mention Japanese beetles. And that's another scourge.
Another exotic pest, by the way.
And another exotic pest.
Yep.
What do you tell people about Japanese beetles? Because they're not everywhere, but they're on the east part of the country pretty much everywhere now.
spreading, continuing to spread, right?
Yeah, some of that has to do with some cultural practices, actually. Irrigation makes it worse. There's some things about how we do things in landscapes that makes Japanese beetle a bigger problem. Plants that we select, how we irrigate our turf, because irrigating the turf actually promotes the larvae, the grubs, and they survive better on irrigated turf than non-irrigated turf. So some of it, not that everyone wants a brown lawn, but there is a sacrifice there. Because of how we manage our turf landscape, it makes it worse for the trees because the Japanese beetles do better then.
Do you, Jeff, recommend any treatment?
Well, I don't recommend the bag of bug, which brings the insect right to
you. Oh, you mean the pheromone traps?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, well, let's
put it in
about
your neighbor's yard.
Yeah,
exactly.
I say you put it in the one that's got the barking dog, that's where you put that trap, and you bring the Japanese beetles to them. But that's a really good point. And the other thing that you brought up, Sean, and it always goes back to the idea that there are more cultural things you can do. Then
you don't want to just go to the pesticide cabinet and grab the first pesticide you see. Not the pesticides. There's reasons for using them. There's reasons to spray a tree to treat for Japanese beetle. But that being said, do it in combination with the other cultural things that can make the problem less of a problem.
Yeah, and as I tell people at Garden Talks, if you... Well, they're having fun over there.
The riders are taking pictures.
The riders are taking pictures. Yeah, it's a... Let's get them over here. We ought to get them all on stage surrounding us here on stage. Maybe we'll do the photo op like that. I tell folks that if you let your lawn go dormant in the summer, you're not going to have the Japanese beetle and your neighbor is, you know, something like that. Although they can...
It doesn't quite work
that way.
But if all the neighbors started to treat their turf a little bit differently, it would be less of a problem.
Yeah. This is the Mike Novak Show, live from Millennium Park. This is the 2010 Steel Tour de Trees kickoff, and in about an hour, we'll be sending those riders off who are now posing for photos. That's all they do here. It's, they just come in and they just pose.
A good
for
place
photos.
To do. They're not going to write. It's kind of like the mission to the moon, right? It didn't really happen. They're not actually going to ride their bikes.
Don't
they're
go down that road.
No, they're very fit trim riders. They're going to do a wonderful job.
They're all as one of Kathleen's relatives used to say, they're flat bellies. You know,
you're not touching that one.
We're all jealous, aren't we?
And of course, that's Jeff Cowan from the Davy Tree Expert Company and Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees. Anything else? We got just a couple of minutes left, and I know folks, they're always looking for advice to keep their trees healthy. What else have you seen this summer?
It's actually a pretty average summer, I think. I don't think it's been too hot, too dry, too wet. You know, it's a little bit wet in the spring. A lot of fungal problems,
yeah,
like Jeff was saying.
It's popped up a crop of scale, which is unbelievable this year. We've seen a lot of scale on
Magnolia
plants.
Scale.
Explain what scale is, because some people may hear this and they're wondering, well, what does that mean?
It could be a couple different types, but one of the ones we're seeing a lot of is like cottony maple scale, and it looks like a little cotton ball on the plants. You'll see them on maples and locust trees, and we're seeing them on crabs, magnolias for sure.
Scale's an insect. There's two different groups. It's a sedentary insect. Once the female stops, once she's an adult, once she's mature, she no longer moves around like a typical insect. So a lot of people look at it, they don't realize it's an insect problem because it doesn't move. It's usually got a covering on it. If it's a hard scale, it's got a hard covering on it. If it's a soft scale, it's a squishy bug, you know.
Yeah.
And they usually line up on the twigs or on the foliage, and they can get into very large numbers. A common problem in one of the people that hate the soft scales is because they leak honeydew. They leak sap out of their back end.
Yeah, you can tell if you've got scale. I mean, if you have an indoor plant, you know when you got scale because you got honeydew. That mess in there, and that's always a sure sign of that. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys both for being here, and of course I want to thank the Davy Tree Expert Company and the Care Trees for sponsoring this broadcast here at Millennium Park. And Sean Kingzett and Dave Cowan, fabulous having you here.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us.
And if you have
tree problems, you should contact the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees. They're at davey.com, D-A-V-E-Y.com, or thecareoftrees.com. All right, we're coming up on news, and I want you guys all up on this stage behind me at one point. We need a photo op, all right? All right.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the send-off of the 2010 Still Tour de Trees, America's largest fundraising event for tree research and education. This special broadcast of the Mike Novak Show, live from Millennium Park, is sponsored by the Davey Tree Expert Company, proven solutions for a growing world, and by The Care of Trees, our business is people and their love for trees. The Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM is also brought to you by Sid's Greenhouse, Chicago's premier garden centers, Espoma, the leader in natural gardening since 1929. Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. And now, from the magnificent Frank Gehry-designed J. Pritzker Pavilion in the heart of downtown Chicago, once again, here's Mike Novak.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Good night, everybody. Look at these people here. In back of me, in front of me, we've got the orange. You're going to see these pictures when we put them up on the website, but we've got the whole crew here, all, what, 60-something of you, ready to cycle out. Let's hear, you know, I don't know, do another cheer. Yeah, just say, hello, Chicago. How's that?
Hello, Chicago!
All right. This is the 2010 Steel Tour de Trees kickoff on the Mike Novak Show. Where's the commish?
Right here.
You got your orange shirt on. All right, there we go. Just slide on over here. We have got the Commissioner of the Department of the Environment, City of Chicago, my friend Suzanne Malik McKenna, and she's got her bike here. You're going to do a little ride. You're going to pedal.
Yeah.
Put the pedal to the metal.
You got it.
To the pedal to the pedal.
Pedal to the pine.
As I always say, you know, about pedals, Zuzu's pedals, Zuzu's pedals. But that's a different one. I'm sorry.
You are goofy.
I know. I'm glad you're here because I know that we talked earlier about Mayor Daley's passions, a couple of them being bicycles and trees, but they're yours as well.
You got it.
I know.
Love biking. I love trees. I see Scott Jameson, a lot of people out there who've been us, Gary Watson, who've been out there with us for a very long time starting Tree Keepers. I think we now have over 1,100 tree keepers in the city of Chicago and beyond helping care for and love the trees.
Number 417 right here, reporting for duty.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think our urban forestry work really has been a great investment in the city. We've increased our canopy by 50% in the city of Chicago, beyond throughout the city of Chicago.
Let's hear it for canopy.
We love canopy.
And we're not talking food here. It's not a snack.
It could be on a cocktail, though.
I suppose it could be. But that's an important thing that I wanted to talk to you about, which is the Chicago Tree Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, I was talking to Scott Mahaffey the other day, and he's telling me that one of the things that separates Chicago from other metropolitan areas is that they're throwing trees out there. You know, it's all based on numbers, and you're looking at canopy. You're doing a little more scientifically.
That's right, and not that we're competitive, but New York has this really... Anybody here from New York?
Yes.
Tough. we love you, but you have a million trees campaign, and that's pretty darn cool, but a lot of them are little teeny trees.
Uh-huh.
And
little
again,
teeny trees.
But the awareness that they're making happen is fabulous. Trees New York is great. We believe in putting in trees that we think are going to be the investment for the long term. Whether they're large scale, containerized, you know, our smallest might be a 15 gallon, but it's really B&B where it's at. You know, they're substantial, they've got good trunks, they've got good root systems. They got to have the soil that matches with the soil we've got here. Mm-hmm. They got to be the species we know are going to go for the long haul.
What are we finding in terms of species, the ones that are, well, first of all, we don't want to get in trouble again with overplanting any one species.
Right.
We're going to learn that lesson with the ash tree. I wonder if we're going to learn it with the honey locusts at some point.
I think we are. As a matter of fact, the mayor, Mayor Daley, has said no more honey locusts in the city of Chicago.
Woo-hoo!
He's also said no more Norway maple.
Oh, yay! Everybody loves that.
Woo-hoo! We know
you
trees,
know,
clearly.
In honor of the Tour de Trees, when I get home, I'm going to go out and girdle a couple of Norway maples today.
Just so you know, we're going to have the Bureau of Forestry on your butt if you do that. Doesn't mean kill them. It just means don't continue to add to the urban forest with those species. Right, exactly.
Kirchner's going to bust me on that one.
He is going to bust you. There's no question.
I got to tell you, they are brutal. If you've ever tried to garden under one of those things, there's no way. They suck up all the and we're talking Norway maple, suck up all the nutrients. The canopy is so heavy, no rain gets down there, no light, it's tough.
But may I ask you, what's more important, the tree or the little beautiful garden underneath? I got to ask you the question. I mean, so
my little beautiful garden underneath.
Get over yourself. So, in the bottom line,
he named his show the Mike Novak Show.
Oh, stop it.
But, you know, Norway maple, that's right, Norway maple has that challenge, but the most important thing is to protect the root system of our trees.
Yeah.
And we know that a majority of our root system is in the top 18 inches or so oftentimes.
Yeah.
We got to protect that. The most important investment we can make for our green infrastructure in the city of Chicago is in trees.
And you're absolutely right. What are the trees we're finding now that we're looking at and saying, this is fun. This is a good one for the city.
Well, we love our trees. And it's hard for me to ever pick particular ones. But we know that we overplanted in ash, Norway maple, honey locust, as a result of the American elm decline. Mm-hmm. And now what the Bureau of Forestry, the Park District, Gateway Green, a lot of our partners have done, I think we're up to 28, if not 30 species or more. Everything from going back to the catalpa, which I adore.
I love catalpas.
Yeah, Kentucky coffee tree, hackberries, oaks, swamp whites, doing pretty darn good, even in a really tough urban condition.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. And of course, with climate change, which is upon us, not to be scary, but we are already Champaign-Urbana. Now, I went to U of I, did my horticulture degree there. But we don't want to go down and be Houston, Texas. Again, Texans, we love you if you're here. But we want to stay the Midwest. And so we need to prepare, though, through adaptation for the species that are really going to go here the long haul.
Well, I think what people need to know what you're referring to is that climate change is happening and those temperatures are creeping up so that the prediction, and I've looked at your climate action plan, the prediction is that by the middle of the century, we are going to be warmer?
The prediction is if we don't do anything, if we're not aggressive, that's what's
going to
happen.
That's the positive point of view.
Well, that's the real point of view, because we can do it. This is a city and a region that can do it, that's committed to this, and will make this happen.
Well, we have a gift that's from the city. Now, do we have that... Okay, let's fire that puppy up. This is coming from...
We love chainsaws.
The Tree Fund, Davey and Steele. They're donating a cordless hedge trimmer, the new 36-volt steel lithium-ion hedge trimmer.
Wow.
To be precise. All right.
Careful, everyone. Oh, I'm scared.
Now, can you
remember that angle? You don't want to kick back.
We got people on stage here. Hold on. Are we taking that off? That the covers?
Thank you. Let's just look at it. You're not. Oh, you're gonna.
Oh, I want to hear.
I want to hear it.
Right. It's gonna be quiet, like my hybrid Prius.
Okay. Are we firing that up?
Technical difficulties.
We have an operator error.
Let's cut to commercial.
All right. Yeah. Everybody can do that back there. Okay. There it is. It's running. Now, but.
Hang on.
Oh.
I got it.
Yeah. I love that sound.
Ooh.
I like pruner. I like the sound of
power tools in the
better.
Morning.
Oh, Anita?
Yes.
What is the... We're passing mics around here. Anita Gamble from Steel, what is the purpose of the hedge? Obviously, to cut hedges, but it's electric, cordless, so you can get it up, say, on a rooftop, maybe?
On one of Chicago's beautiful green roofs that would be great for.
And it's great that you guys are donating this, but it's the latest and greatest from Steel.
Yeah, it's a 36-volt steel lithium ion battery that powers this hedge trimmer. It's called the HSA-65.
The HSA-65. I like the sound of that.
Very lightweight, too.
Is it? She's holding that thing. Where do you think that's going to go into operation, Suzanne?
Where will it go? I think wherever.
I think you're going to need this
I'm
mic.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Where will it go? Wherever a chainsaw is appropriate, right?
Well, or a trimmer.
It's
not a chainsaw. It's a trimmer.
Trimmer, okay. Well, wherever we're doing some more formalized pruning. Mm-hmm. We will use trimmers.
It's a cool machine.
Right.
And I'm glad that that you guys are donating.
Yeah,
thank you
very
much, Anita.
And it's also a really important message about how we fuel our work, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of trucks in the arborist world, right? We want to make sure that as much as possible we can go to hybrid diesel, low sulfur, where we can.
I know a guy who's going to propane.
Right. We have propane mowers that are being tested out in the Chicago Park District.
Yeah, and he's a lawn care guy, and he's going to his trucks and the mowers and even the blowers.
Right.
You know, which I'm not a fan of blowers, okay?
I'm not either.
Get yourself a rake and a broom, okay?
It's good exercise.
It is. Absolutely.
We're not going to make friends with this, just so you know.
I know.
Okay.
I know, because they make these things,
yeah.
But there's also the wonderful products, the chainsaws and the trimmers, and so many other great products. I think we're wrapped here, and you're going to ride out. Anything
Yeehaw.
Else? One more thing. I know we're passing out literature about to warn people about the dangers of volcano mulch. Do we have some of that? I had heard that we had some of those handouts, but let's talk about that real quick, because.
Yeah. We have door hangers now. I think Tree Keepers was a major part of it. Jim DeHorn, who I call the Santa Claus of trees, because he looks like Santa Claus, but also because he's such a believer, sees trees as real gifts to the city. And so he is really pushing for us to care for them properly. And we know that volcano mulch can really have an onset of mold and all kinds of things to the tree. We need to put it out. We need to allow the basal flare to show. It's a really important effort.
Yeah, so that means don't pile up your mulch around the tree. There's a guy in my neighborhood who takes lawn clippings and does that. He just piles them up there, and you just go, what are you doing? Oh, Suzanne Malik McKenna, the commissioner of the Department of the Environment, City of Chicago, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thanks to all the riders.
And, yeah, thank you all you riders back there for stepping up with sound effects when we need them. Here's the Tree Tip Minute brought to you by the experts at the Davie Tree Expert Company in the care of trees. Mulching, we just talked about it, is one of the best things you can do for your trees, and it's easy, inexpensive, and doesn't require special tools. A ring of mulch around the trunk benefits a tree in many ways, according to the experts at the Davie Tree Expert Company in the care of trees. It suppresses weeds and keeps equipment like lawnmowers and string trimmers away from the tree, and thus reduces trunk injuries that can be an opening for disease and insect damage. Mulching also moderates soil temperature and conserves soil moisture in the soil to help trees through dry spells. It increases the amount of organic material and activity around the roots that feed the tree. The most commonly used mulching material is wood chips. Spread them around the base of the tree to at least 3 feet from the trunk or all the way out to the width of the widest branches if you can. Don't make the mulch any thicker than 3 inches and do not allow it to touch the tree trunk. Too much mulch can damage the tree. This information is brought to you by the Davie Tree Expert Company and the care of trees, providing a full range of arborist supervised commercial and residential services in the Chicagoland area. For more information, visit davie.com, davey.com, or thecareoftrees.com. And when we come back, Chuck Lavelle is going to tickle those ivories on the Mike Novak Show from Millennium Park.
A pond or water garden adds beauty and tranquility to any landscape, and whether you're a lifelong ponder or a newbie, you don't want to miss Sid's annual summer pond event going on now at both of their stores. You'll enjoy savings of 25% off all pond plants, including marginal bog plants and water lilies. If you're building or expanding a pond, you'll save 20% off their entire stock of Laguna Pond Essentials. But wait, there's more. If green water has got you down, pick up Pond Care Algae Fix or Microbial Algae Clean at Blowout Savings. And to keep your fish healthy and vital, check out Sid's new line of premium foods from Clobec Koi Farms. Sid's summer dot sale clearance is finishing up this week, but there's still time to save. Through Saturday, July 24th, save from 30 to 70% off on a great selection of stuff. Check sidsonline.com for a list of the many items included. Sid's Chicagoland's premier garden centers are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plain Field Road at Hassert Boulevard.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Hey, how are your tomatoes? They're heavy feeders, but you can give them the organic nutrients they need with Tomato Tone from Espoma. I've said this before, if the word tone is part of the name, it's from Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. Tomato Tone is formulated specifically for growing the healthiest, juiciest tomatoes around. Tomato Tone's organic blend feeds your plants naturally and will not force rapid growth at the expense of blooms and tomato yield. And it contains Biotone, their patented blend of beneficial microbes. Biotone biologically enhances their natural plant food to ensure superior plant growth. It's a complex blend of 100% natural organics to provide complete and balanced feeding. Tomato Tone is long-lasting and releases slowly. Log on to Espoma.com for more information about Espoma products or call 888-ESPOMA1. Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929.
And now, back to the 2010 Still Tour de Trees, live from the J. Pritzker Pavilion in downtown Chicago, it's the Mike Novak Show. Brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
That's it. Just keep cheering. But this the guy you're cheering for is on my left over at the keyboard, and that is Chuck Lavelle. Yay! There was at least one person likes you out there, Chuck.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. They're just some fine folks out here.
Wonderful. Oh, see, now we got the studio applause there. There we go. That's great. Everybody loves Chuck Lavelle. Saw Chuck last night at the Omni. That was really fun.
Thank you.
The benefit for the tree fund. Oh, my goodness. That was just terrific. Hearing you tell stories about rock and roll, tell stories about taking care of trees. You lead an interesting life.
I'm blessed, my friend. I really am. It's a great balance, you know, to be able to play music and go out and tour with bands like the Stones and others that I've had the pleasure to work with. But, you know, to come home to my place in Georgia, Charlaine Plantation, my wife, Roselaine, and I have 2,500 acres of pine forest lands there, and it just provides an incredible balance for me, you know, after all that excitement and the big buzz of traveling and playing. To go home and hear the sound of the wind in the pines, you know, rather than the loud amplifiers and the buzz that goes on. So I'm blessed.
But, you know, you came to this kind of the way I came to horticulture a little bit later in life, and I found out about this because I happened to have a house for a while in the Pacific Northwest in the rainforest there.
Beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. And a lot like, to some degree, like the South. And then you inherited, or your wife inherited, this farm, a tree farm.
Well, that's right. It's for us, it's family heritage. Her father, her grandfather, and even before that, generations before, have been connected to the land as farmers, as a family that tend cattle, and also as families that look after forests and trees. And so, you know, we were married in the 70s, and I began to go out and spend time with the family, and all of that began to rub off on me, just the passion for the land, the dedication to the land, the respect for the land. And then in 1981, her grandmother passed on and left her a parcel of land, about 1,000 acres, and it became our responsibility to carry on that heritage of stewardship. So I took some time to sort of self-educate. I went to the library, checked out books on land use and forestry, and
you studied that yourself. You did you take some classes too?
Well, I actually took a correspondence course while I was touring with a band called the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Love the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, nice.
And about a year and a half doing the homework in the back of the bus or in the dressing rooms or in the hotel rooms.
And you're doing that, and what are they saying to you when they come to the back of the bus and you're studying
what
trees?
What in the heck is Lavelle doing now? why are they always talking about these trees? But it became a real passion for me. You know, I was fascinated about it. I think, like a lot of people, kind of took trees and forests for granted, you know, not really thinking more deeply about all the things that they give us. You know, to begin with, how about my instrument? My instrument comes from the resource of wood. So many other musical instruments come from that resource, materials to build homes, schools, churches, books, magazines, newspapers, clean air, clean water, some 5,000 products that we use every day have some element of trees in them, cellulose or some other derivative. So it's really interesting to me, and I'm constantly learning, and I'm a student and forever will be.
And you've got a book here. This is the National Arbor Day Foundation Award winner, 2007, The Tree Farmer, written by Chuck Lavelle and Nicholas Cravata.
Yes. And the impetus was this. I had written a book called Forever Green, The History and Hope of the American Forest for the adult population. And in that process, I thought to myself, wow, it's really much more important to reach children at a very early age, to get them in tune with the environment, to get them thinking about these issues and the importance of trees and forests and respect for the land. So I partnered up with Nick and his wife, Rebecca. Rebecca did the illustrations. And
it's a children's book.
It's a children's book, yes. And you've given the title The Tree Farmer, and it's a story of a grandson that goes to his grandfather's tree farm for the first time. And, you know, he says, you live on a farm? Where's the cows and the pigs? You know, where's the chickens? And, oh, you grow trees? Well, I hope they're not figs. You know, the little boy doesn't like figs. But what we do is we take him by the hand and we lead him through a tree farm and explain what it is that we do.
One other thing that I noticed that is really cool, you just started an environmental website.
Ah, thanks for mentioning. Yes, it's called the Mother Nature Network.
And you can remember it because it's MNN, so it's like Mike Novak Network.
Very good.
MNN.com.
Exactly. Thanks for that. And
did you notice the irony in that tone?
We launched the Mother Nature Network a year and a half ago, realizing that while there's some websites out there that are there for environmental purposes, many of them were not very deep. Many of them were focused on maybe one element mm-hmm. of the environment, climate change perhaps, or there's a lot of organizational sites that are quite good, river keepers or Nature Conservancy and so forth. But to us, my partner and I, there was no real iconic environmental website that covered all issues concerning the environment. So he said, would you like to build it? And I said, yes, please. So
How much hands-on are you with this thing?
Well, I'm the director of environmental affairs for the Mother Nature Network, and our offices are in Atlanta. We have a staff of about 25 people, very talented people.
And I got to tell you, the site is really nice. You got to go to this website. It's eye-catching. You cover a wide range of environmental issues. It's quite well done.
Well, I appreciate that. It's 70% of the content is our own content. We work very hard. Our staff does. We have talent that have come from companies like CNN and the National Geographic and even WebMD. WebMD is really our model because we want to be to the environment what WebMD is to health and wellness. So that's if that gives you an idea of what we're trying to do. And after a year and a half, you know, when we started, there's a ranking, kind of the Nielsen ranking of websites called Alexa, alexa.com. When we started, we were something like number 3,500 out of 6,200 environmental websites, and I'm very proud to tell you now that we're number 4.
Excellent. Let's hear it. So, all right.
It's been a great ride.
Before I let you go here, can you hint what you're going to play as the riders go out, or are you going to surprise
well,
us with
know,
that?
Well, you know, we'll give it somewhat of a surprise, but I can tell you that my next project is a tribute to pioneering blues piano players, and so there's a particular song that a fellow named Little Brother Montgomery from the 1930s wrote, and it's called Special Rider Blues, so I thought that'd be appropriate.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to hear that in about half an hour as the riders go out. The great Chuck Lavelle, let's hear it for him.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you. And, hey, listen, just a shout-out to all the riders. These guys and girls are so amazing, and this is my second year being involved with the Steel Tour de Trees, and hats off to Steel for all the support that they give, too.
All right.
All right, you guys rock.
Here's another Tree Tip Minute. Don't ignore the trees when you are trying to sell a house. Your tree can affect the curbside appeal of your home, and healthy, mature trees can add to the value of your home property, say the experts at the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees. Whether you are preparing to sell your home or it has been on the market, consider having a certified arborist evaluate your trees. Home buyers will appreciate that the trees have been checked by a professional arborist. A good inspection involves assessing the trees from top to bottom, analyzing everything that could affect their health, and determining whether they pose a threat to property and safety. An arborist will look for disease and harmful insects and may use sophisticated advanced equipment such as a resistograph to gauge the health and find possible structural weaknesses inside the trees. The result is a written report noting any problems and recommending corrective measures. According to realtors, trees can account for as much as 10% of a property's value, so it pays to take care of them. This information is brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees, providing a full range of arbor-supervised commercial and residential services in the Chicagoland area. For more information, visit davey.com, D-A-V-E-Y, or thecareoftrees.com.
Have you tried Dr. Earth potting soils? They have the same probiotics that are so effective in the Dr. Earth fertilizers. Dr. Earth potting soils can be used indoors and outdoors in raised beds, mixed with existing garden soil, added to existing soil in containers or pots, or used on its own. We're using them in the WCPT parking lot farm. They're going to improve your soil's health and physical properties and increase nutrient availability for your plants. Dr. Earth is available only at your local independent garden center. Go to drearth.com. To find a dealer near you. This is the kind of weather that separates the gardeners from the pretenders. And if you want help keeping your garden happy in this Zone 5 heat, you need to be reading Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. In the July-August issue, there's an article on the top 10 tomato plant problems which might save your crop. Speaking of edibles, if you've ever thought about growing peaches, there's a story on how you can do that in our area, complete with a list of the best varieties. And you'll learn about a prairie plant called ironweed. It's a butterfly magnet, and you might want it for your yard. And then there's my column on the inside back page. The publishers isolate it for its own protection. Read it and you'll know why. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine is on newsstands all over the area, but I advise you to subscribe and have it delivered to your home. Go to ChicagolandGardening.com or call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600.
Welcome back to our live special broadcast from Millennium Park of the 2010 Still Tour de Trees on the Mike Novak Show. Brought to you by the Davey Tree Expert Company and the Care of Trees on Chicago's Progressive Talk, WCPT AM and FM.
Mic up. There we go. We're live in Millennium Park, the 2010 Steel Tour de Trees, and this is the ceremony part. And, you know, look at these guys sitting down here. You know, the cyclists, they got their chairs, they're relaxed, they're looking up going, oh, don't bother me, I got to ride out 500 miles in about a half an hour here. So I want to start by thanking a lot of people and the title sponsor, Steel Incorporated, the crown sponsor, Bartlett Tree Experts, Tree Fund. Yeah, let's hear it for all of them. Tree Fund partners, Asplund Tree Expert Company and Cask America, educational programming sponsor, the Davey Tree Expert Company, then our Gold Leaf sponsors, Amerin, Rainbow Tree Care Scientific Advancements, and Wright Tree Service, Inc. We got Silver Leaf sponsors, Arizona Public Service, B1, Collier Arbor Care, ComEd, Gamma Tree Experts, ITC Holdings Corp., Lewis Tree Service, National Grid, Navistar, the Care of Trees, UUSCO, and West Coast Arborists. Let's have a round for all of the great sponsors for this event. Last but not least, we got to thank the volunteers who have come out to help with this, the City of Chicago, Millennium Park LLC, and I want to do a special shout-out to Sue Markgraf, who I'm not even sure is here, but helped bring all this together very early on. So let's have one more round of applause for all of our sponsors and all of our volunteers. Okay, Suzanne, you ready to do it again? You're going to kick it off with a little dedication here from Suzanne Malik McKenna, the commissioner of the City of Chicago Department of the Environment. She's got her cycling gear on. And we'll say a few words. Suzanne, want to take it away?
You got it. Well, on behalf of Mayor Daley, welcome to a fabulous event, the Tour de Trees. We are really thrilled to be part of this. I know Scott Mahaffey's around here somewhere from the city, our landscape coordinator. And the city's had a long commitment to tours, to trees, and a deep understanding in it. We've really committed to urban forestry. We've really committed to diversifying our trees and good care. Our Chicago Trees Initiative is really focused on preservation, expansion of the urban forest, and good care. And we're honored to be here to ride with you today. I've got a little alphabetical silly thing, okay. If I may.
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
We're going to bike for the bald cypress.
Yay.
Congrats to the catalpas.
Yeah.
We're going to fly for Fraxinus. Poor Fraxinus. We're going to go for the ginkgos. We're going to hike it for the hackberry. Ovations for the oaks and astraea. We're going to pedal for the pines. We're going to rock it for the redwoods. We're going to spin for the sweet gums and still. We're touring for the trees. We can do it for the willows. Let's give a yell out to the yellowwood. And I couldn't come up with a word for Zelkova, but you get the point. What?
Zoom
for the Zelkova!
Yeah.
So we are here to honor the trees that we love, that we care for, that we plant, that we expand, and that we count on as really important green infrastructure for our city, for our region, for our nation and the world. We know how important they are to our environment, for cooling, for habitat, for holding stormwater, and also for just bringing about a lot of pride and happiness to our neighborhoods and our communities. So on behalf of the city of Chicago, we are thrilled to be here. We are so thankful to our 60-plus riders who know how important this is, who are investing their time, energy, and getting cold, hard dollars to this important effort. And we thank you for being here. And ride on, riders, for the Tour de Trees.
Thank you, Suzanne. You know, Chuck LaVelle over on the side there, he's a photo op all by himself. It's all the tour people are over there. All right, next we have the executive director of the Tree Fund, Janet Bornanson. She's been doing this since 2005. I hope you're not tired yet.
When you say doing this, it's talking about the tour, not riding.
That's true. So, Janet, take it away.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. All right. We're here this morning to launch the 19th annual Tour de Trees and to celebrate the passion for trees that has brought us all here to this beautiful park. I'm very proud to be a member of this community. The Tree Fund is very proud to work on the Chicago Tree Initiative. I'm very happy to work with Scott Mahaffey from the mayor's office to help us increase the canopy of our fair city. And the work that you're doing, the passion that you've brought to this, is helping us meet that goal. The same passion motivated all of you riders to personally raise a minimum of $3,500, and most of you have exceeded that goal. Congratulations to you all. We are thrilled with that. I did a few number crunching, and the first ride was 1,000 miles, and they raised $89,000. This year, our goal is $500,000. That's $1,000 a mile that you'll be riding. So I think we will make it. We are very, very close. So congratulations to you all. That money will go towards funding research-based tree care. And what we will do with those funds is support the researchers around the world who will be studying how we can address the issues that face and stress our urban trees. We have a few researchers here with us today in the audience, as well as a couple riders. One of the riders that we have is also a trustee. We've got very dedicated people to this cause. The passion has sustained the Tree Research and Education Endowment Fund since its inception in 2002, the result of a merger between two 30-year-old foundations dedicated to tree research. Today's Tree Fund is the largest source of non-governmental funding for tree research in the world. We fund the research that keeps our urban forests healthy and assures that the countless trees planted in Chicago and all the other urban areas around the world have a fighting chance of growing to maturity. And I think that deserves a yay.
Yay!
The funds also will go for scholarships so that we are able to train professional tree care providers for every tree that's, for every city that claims that they are going to put in a million trees. We need professional tree care providers to take care of those trees. So our scholarship funds help train those individuals, as well as our educational grant programs, where we are encouraging young people to enjoy and go into their green-collar workforce. Since 1992, the Tour de Trees has followed the International Society of Arboriculture Summer Conference all over North America and across the ocean to England. Because of the location of next year's conference, going to be in Australia, we'll be touring in the Mid-Atlantic region, and we invite you all to join us there. Watch our website at www.stilltourtotrees.org so that you can find out more about the riders and where the ride is going to be. We have Sprig with us here today, our little treacher.
There's a Sprig sighting right out in front.
Sprig joins us. The Treacher group is, the Treacher characters are characters that are, we have storybooks and a website all about the Treachers, and we invite you to send your children to that website to enjoy and learn more about good tree care and why trees are important to us. So I want to thank you again for joining us today. I appreciate the funds that, you will be donating to the riders. Should be inspired by these individuals. Not only have they trained to be able to endure 550 miles in Midwest heat and humidity, but they also have raised money. Please help them. Please help us reach our goal of raising $500,000 for tree research. Thank you very much.
And now you're going to introduce David.
I have the pleasure. I apologize. The president of the Tree Fund, Mr. David McMaster. David has been president for a year and a half now, and under David's leadership, we have rocketed in far as the programs and services that we have provided. David, thank you.
Thank you very much, Janet. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure this morning to be in this beautiful park and to send off the 2010 Tour de Tree Riders. We're hoping for great weather this week, but of course we all know that there's one thing that the Tour Riders are, and that's that they'll ride through rain, sleet, and snow to meet their goals. Additionally, these guys, hey, you never know when it's going to snow, okay? It's like the mailman, all right? You know, it's good, all right? Now I have to get back on target. What these folks also did last year, as Janet said, they raised $250,000. We're on target to do that again this year. Last year, as we all know, we had a terrible recession. We were really thinking that we weren't going to be able to make our research goals. But yet, the tour riders were able to raise donations, sometimes at $25 a piece, and each of them met that goal of $3,500. So hats off to you tour riders for raising $250,000 last year and again this year. We're on target to do the same thing in 2010. This is our 11th Tour de Trees, and we have people who have ridden on the tour annually. We don't have anyone that's ridden on the entire 19 tours, but we have some veterans with us. We have Andy and Dave Leonard, who are seasoned veterans, and between them, they've ridden 30 tours.
Wow.
In fact, more than two-thirds of the cyclists returning this year have ridden on a previous tour. My hat's off to you. They do it because of their passion for arboriculture, for tree care. They also do it because they can't wait to ride again with the Tree Fund family, this family of riders that have been cultivated 19 years ago. It's a great opportunity for them to get together again and meet with their peers and have a good time at the same time. And it's a privilege for me to know each and every one of you, and I applaud your commitment. Our forests would not be the same if it weren't for the research that the Tree Fund can provide with your dollars. So you're making for a greener canopy and a more sustainable canopy. Hats off to you. As any event, as was said before, you can't do it without sponsorship. Last year in 2009, we were fortunate to have a named tour, and that was with the Still Tour de Trees. That was our first year. We're doing it again this year, bringing Still on board with Roger Phelps and Anita Gamble, rocketed us to places we didn't think that we could go. So thank you, Still. Prior to that, we weren't really much on the fundraising circuit, but having been involved with Still, all of a sudden the Tour de Trees is something that people know about. It's well advertised, and we're happy that we're on board with Still, and we hope that that partnership continues into the next millennium. Thanks, Roger. Bartlett Tree Experts stepped up this year to the role of crown sponsor. This year, my associates, Mike Robinson and Scott Jameson, are here along with their wives, and I'd like to thank them all for coming down to help out. We also have volunteers from Ashland. We have Jeff Ness, Freddie Barreco, and if Rich Hellick made it, Heller, he's here with his family. Thank you very much. We're also pleased to welcome a new partner this year, CASC. America donated these flashy helmets that you see everyone wearing and those great white socks that everybody has on, too, to keep them warm. Jeff Cohen from Davey Tree Expert Company is our educational program partner, and he's been answering questions all morning, and he'll continue to answer questions later on in the educational tent, as well as don't forget to get your picture taken with Sprig if you're interested. He'll be down there as well. Additional major sponsors of this year's tour are gold member sponsors Ameren Illinois, Rainbow Tree Scientific Advancements, Wright Tree Service, and our silver sponsors are Arizona Public Service, B1, Collier Arbor Care, ComEd, Gamma Tree Experts, ITC Holding, Lewis Tree Service, National Grid, Navistar, The Care of Trees, UUSCO, and Lewis Tree Service. Thank you very much. All of these organizations have acknowledged this crucial fact that we can't rely on the government or outside funding to raise the money that we need to keep the tree care industry moving forward. Without research, the ever-evolving changes of our urban forests would soon overwhelm us. You don't need to be an arborist to understand that. Our planet would quickly become unlivable. And today, there's a lot of people out there that may not want to ride the 500 miles, but that doesn't limit you from being part of this. So please feel free to open up your checkbooks and your wallets and give a donation to the Tour de Trees and the tour riders. Thanks again. Safe rides, safe travels, good weather.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much. And I noticed the odor of sunscreen just wafted up here. So... you guys, is that it? Is that what's going on over there? All right. Next, I've seen this guy in action, all right? Roger Phelps, who's the promotional communication manager for Steel. You might have seen him in the Steel ads, that handsome face. He'll take over, but I'm going to give him 3 minutes. Yeah, you grab that one and do your
thing,
Mike. Pal.
Thanks very much. We know what we're here for today, and that is the ride, and it's all about the rider, so I'm going to be very, very brief. I want everyone right now to just take a very deep breath, inhale, and let it out. You know why you can do that? Because of all these gorgeous trees around here, and the reason that they're there is because they're being cared for by people who love the environment. You and everybody else who's pitched in, whether it's the city of Chicago or just citizens who get involved. You know, our theme last night was, it is ours to save. And it really is. It's individual decisions made by individuals every day to do something different to benefit the environment. And the folks out here, I applaud all of you, because there is no way I'd hop on a bicycle for 500 miles. I don't want to do something that feels good for 500 miles. So anyway, I really do applaud you. So on behalf of the 2,000 employees of Steel Incorporated, as well as our network of 8,000 independent servicing dealers, it is our commitment to a policy of socially responsible environmental stewardship. And I wish you all a great ride. Good luck. Stay safe. We love you guys.
Thank you, Roger. All right, you've heard him already. He's back at the Piani. He's not going to play that just yet. He's got a few words to say about you can do it from there, Chuck. He's a musician. He's an author. He's an entrepreneur. He's an environmental steward. He's Chuck Lavelle.
Thanks, Mike. I just want to again emphasize my thanks and everybody's thanks to the Tree Fund folks and anybody interesting still to contribute to Tree Fund. You can go to treefund.org. I want to say thanks to my friends at the American Forest Foundation. I've been proud to be a trustee for the AFF for some 5 years now, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. They do great work. But especially just give a shout out to my friends at Steel, who have supported this wonderful bike race, and also to all the riders, because it's all about the riders. You guys rock!
And before we do that, we have just a couple of more things, and then we're going to do a little playing music, a little traveling music for our riders. Sprig is around. We had a Sprig sighting. You can follow Sprig to the Family Fun Tent for fun tree crafts at the Davey Tree Experts booth. And if you want to stick around here, Chuck Lavelle and Heidi Koking from North Central College will be reading tree stories at 11 a.m. And I want to give a shout-out to one more person who really put this all together. I've been working with her for months now on this from the Tree Fund, and that's Mary DiCarlo. Let's one more. I got to give a shout out because that's how we talk to each other on the phone. It's Mary DiCarlo. Thank you so much, Mary. Chuck, let's have some music.
All right, here we go. Well, Ryder, hey Ryder, where have you been so long? Ryder, 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 where have you been so long? I ain't had no luck, oh, since you've been gone. Well, I hate to hear that little Katie when she blows. I hate to hear that Katie when she blows. Set my mind to one. Baby, make me want to go, yeah. It's all right. Well, I can't see no train coming. Can't hear no whistle blow. Can't hear no whistle, see no chain on her. Yeah, baby, you know it made me want to know. Get up in the morning, I ain't gonna say a word. Get up in the morning, you know I ain't gonna say a doggone word. Gonna eat my breakfast, head on down to Hattiesburg.
So is it
it at this point that everybody, are the cyclists ready? Do we give an official start out there? Are you guys waiting for an official start to get going? They're waving? Do we say something like, ladies and gentlemen, start your pedals? Does that happen out there?
Ride, ride, man alive.
They're waving?
They're waving.
All right. So get out of here already. I think they're waiting for their... Chuck, you want to do a little something else while they're...
I don't know if they're actually going to be riding on this road, but how about a little Route 66?
Oh, that sounds excellent. Hey.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, take my way, cause it's the highway and that's the best. Get your kicks, y'all, on our Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles, y'all, all the way. Get your kicks on our Route 66. Well, it goes through St. Louis and Joplin, Missouri, not Oklahoma City. Mighty, mighty pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Cali, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, and I don't forget Winona, Kingman and Boston, San Bernardino. If you get hip to my timely tip, when you take your California chip, get your kicks on a Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. Woo. Can that man do it or what? Or what? Thank you, Chuck Lavelle. Janet Bornanson?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We got a couple of minutes before they all head off.
Well, I have something, actually, that I wanted to say thank you very much to Mr. Mike Nowak and present you with this plaque for being a master of ceremonies to make this a wonderful, wonderful launch for all the hard work and dedication that you have demonstrated to the Tree Fund. We appreciate it so very much. Very much.
Thank you so much.
I'm
touched by this. This is great, and I think the Tree Fund is just doing fabulous work. The fact that you can get all these people out here and all to wear orange shirts at the same time. I mean, how do people do that?
Well, Mary DiCarlo, she can do it all.
That's that Mary DiCarlo. Yes. Oh, and there they go.
They're off. Yay! Thank you, riders have saved travel.
500-mile journey. Yikes.
And all along the way, they will be doing tree dedications. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, Mike.
Oh, yeah. At various stops along the way, we talked about the one at Kewaunee, but they're Zion today. Tell me about some of the others.
Well, we have actually 12 tree vents going on throughout the tour where we have actually planted trees dedicated by the various tree care companies around the state,
mm-hmm.
planted those in the spring, because spring and fall is when you should plant trees, not in July.
I planted a vegetable garden about 4 days ago at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm never doing that again
in
this heat.
That's right. Well, and what will happen is that the tour riders will ride through the route, and they will do a tree ceremony dedicating the tree to the community on behalf of the Tree Fund. And we will also be donating books to the libraries, the little treasure books to the libraries.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of these towns along the way, they're rolling out the red carpet for the riders.
Absolutely. The towns are just being very, very generous. We have Kiwanis clubs and Lions clubs and the veterans of foreign wars are coming out.
And some individual businesses as well.
Individual businesses as well are hosting the lunches. They are hosting snack stops for the riders. Really a lot of support from the different communities across the state, including Rockford, including Galena. Actually, Des Moines is part of this as well, Peoria, Kewaunee, Princeton, Oswego, Naperville. So a lot of the small towns we're riding through.
And let's plug one more time the idea that folks can next Saturday get involved for just one day, ride 30 miles. If you don't want to do 500, you can do 30. It costs you $75. It goes to the tree fund.
Exactly.
And you're going from
Fermilab. Actually, we're leaving Naperville Holiday Inn at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. The Holiday Inn is providing breakfast for the day riders. So you show up with your bike, you'll get a continental breakfast. You'll be supported all along the route by our support crew. You'll be able to ride with these fabulous tour riders.
Or behind them. Yeah, well, and you'll know them because they have the orange shirt. But the people along the route, I imagine they cheer you on.
Exactly. We would love to see people out in front of their houses when you're, if you're in Rockford, if you're in Oswego, if you're in Naperville, come on out and cheer the riders on. We will be in Oswego around lunchtime. We'll be in Naperville around 2:30 in the afternoon on Friday. And then on Saturday, as I said, we'll start from the Holiday Inn, ride out to Batavia to the Fermi Labs, and you're welcome to join us. And Fermi Labs is really a exciting place to be. You'll see buffalo.
Are you going to get to ride around the accelerator?
I don't know about that, but it is top secret out there.
I know it is. All right, that's Janet Bernanson, and she's the executive director of the Tree Fund. I want to thank everybody who made this possible. Mike Sanders, Heather Fry, Dean Field, Mike McCarthy, who else was out there? All the WCPT folks. And
Gavin Carroll, he did our...
Gavin, right, and of course, Mighty House is next.